How much would you be willing to pay to reverse a massive error of judgment? It turns out I'd pay $800 a month. When San Francisco rents fell after the dot-com bust, my wife and I threw caution to the wind and leased a rather grown-up rent-controlled Victorian. 3 years in, and no matter how much we loved our affordable apartment, a part of our lives always felt somehow borrowed. Like a multitude of other suckers, it turns out we'd been swept up in the great American housing rush of the new millennium, desperate to grab at anything, as if trying to clasp the rail of the last helicopter out of Saigon. Self-employed, with bad credit and no money down, we bought a house with an in-law for more money than sense, doubling our monthly outgoings. We toasted our good fortune with a trip to Rome. We felt like landed gentry and started using summer as a verb. But only months later, with work dried up, our 4 a.m.s were punctured by cold sweats, waking breathless to stare down rising interest, negative equity, and a life of hot dog stew. With a final roll of the dice, we dressed our property like a shameless harlot desperate to seduce, and just 18 months after we bought into our dream, we gratefully sold the keys to strangers, leaving loaded with debt scarred by our capital endeavour. It would be easy to blame the advice of red-bulled realtors and lecherous lenders with their fat ties and sweaty palms. But our frenzy was of our own making, and if we'd not bought that property, we might have bought another or another. Our future could now be a past with worse choices and deeper regret. 2 years on, and my wife and I are about to lease a very familiar rent-controlled Victorian. For the pleasure of moving into the same apartment we ran from almost 4 years ago, we're paying $800 a month more than before. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can occasionally paper over the cracks of some gulpingly rash decisions. Traumatic memories of high school mullets and frosted perms are, however, with us forever. With a Perspective, I'm Lewis Heathcote.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.